Genesis 31 tonight. When you find your place, I do ask you to stand with us, would you please? Genesis chapter number 31. When you're there, holler amen tonight.
Amen.
Genesis 31 and verse number 11. I'm going to read about three verses and we'll get right into the scripture. I realize tonight is our conference and we'll try to get out of the way here in just a moment. And that the Bible says this in Genesis 31 and 11, "Then the angel of God spake unto me and had in a dream, saying, Jacob, and I said, Here am I. And he said, Lift up now thine eyes and see all the rams which leap upon the cattle are ring-straight, speckled, and gristled. For I have seen all that Lebanon and that doeth unto thee." Listen now, verse 13 says, "I am the God of Bethel." And that, remember, we preached a message on Bethel. Bethel meaning the house of God. Amen. I said, "I am the God of Bethel, where thou anointest and at the pillar, and where thou vowedest a vow unto me. And now arise and get thee out of this land and return unto the land of thy kindred." Father God, as we bow our heads, we thank you for another privilege and opportunity that you've given us this side of eternity to stand behind this pulpit of wood and act this evening, Father, and proclaim what thus saith the Lord. God, I pray that you bless and at the remainder part of this service. God, I thank you for the choir singing. I thank you, God, for the prayer requests. God, I thank you, Lord God, for the special songs that we've heard sung and that everything that's been done in this place tonight. I thank you for it.
Yes.
And God, I pray, Lord, that we've maybe done something, God, and that this evening pleasing, God, unto you. Father, I pray, God, that every move we take and every step we make and every word we speak tonight, God, I pray, God, that it would be done through the Holy Spirit tonight. I need you, Father, to help me, God, tonight as I stand. And Father, I feel, Lord, and that tonight nervous, Lord, I guess you could say. And Lord, I need your help, God, and that would you calm our nerves just a little bit. And that here this evening, Father, and I pray, Lord, would you speak the very words that you'd have us to say, nothing more and nothing less. God, and that before this congregation this evening. And Father, I'll praise you for it. And I'll thank you. Apply this word to our hearts and our lives, God. I pray that we prepare and at the table of our hearts and at this evening. God, Lord, I pray that you'd feed us and that from the Word of God. We love you. We praise you. We give you all the thanks now. And we ask these things and these favors in the name of Jesus and all God's children said.
Amen.
Amen. You may be seated tonight. I want you to bear with me for just a moment and that here tonight, and I'm going to try to preach something to you. And that I do not have enough time to preach and at the fullness of this message. But I'm going to preach just exactly what God gives us here in this place tonight. And if God would have us to go on with it later on, that would be, and that if it be the Lord's will, amen. But I want you to pray for me for just a moment as we speak and that through these scriptures. We find Jacob's here and we find that the angel of God and that spaken to him and that in a dream. And Jacob answered and that the voice that spake there with him. And that, have you ever had that moment in your life and that where you knew point sure positive and if you've been saved, you ought to be able to holler amen when that voice came to you and spoke to your heart and your life that you needed to be saved. We realize in that moment in our life we must give an answer unto God. And that God, and that this evening, my friend, and that when He speaks, He demands, I guess you could say, and that an answer. A friend, one of these days after a while, and that if the Lord tarries and that stops, and He comes back, there'll be a multitude of answers that'll be given to Him. And that it'll be either yes or it'll be no, but the multitude will be great. And out of the volume of answers. But I want you to see something tonight. Bear with me, would you please? And that He said He began to speak.
and that there and that with that angel of God. And he said, here am I. I don't know about you, friend, but there's been a time or two in my life when I've had to get alone with God. And I've had to say, God, here I am. And that if you recall, and that in the book of Isaiah, and that Isaiah said, here I am, Lord, send me. He was looking, the Lord was, and for somebody to send, somebody to use, if you would. Oh, but I want you to see tonight, a friend, that Jacob answered him, and that he, as he was there, and he said, listen what the voice said. He said, lift up now thine eyes, and see all the rams, which leaped upon the cattle and ring striped, and speckled and gristled. He said, for I have seen all that Lebanon hath done, and that doeth unto thee. Friend, listen, that land wasn't kind unto Jacob. But I want you to see that in the middle of a time when Jacob wasn't sure where else to go or what else to do, ain't you glad tonight, child of God, that when God sees you in that mess and you don't know which way to go, God will give you just the right direction.
Amen. Amen. To which you need to go. And sometimes we may stand back and say, well, God, are you sure that that's what we need to do? Are you sure this is the way? I don't know about you, but I'm guilty of that tonight. But I want you to listen. Jacob said, here am I. And as he spoke, he said, I see what the land of Lebanon hath done to thee. But listen what God says. Ain't you glad you serve a great God tonight? Ain't you glad He's the God of all glory? He is the God of all the universe. And friend, ain't you glad that He's able tonight to do something when you don't know what else to do, you don't know where to go? God says, hold on. He said, I'm about to do something. I don't know about you, but I've had those moments in my life. And that when God said, just hold on, son, I'm about to do something. Listen what God says. He says, I am the God of Bethel, where thou hast anointed the pillar, and where thou vowedest a vow. You remember when Jacob made that pillar, and that stone rock. Hey, listen, there that was once his pillow, and that he raised it up there. Friend, listen, for a pillar. And he vowed a vow, made an altar unto God. Oh, but listen now. God said, now arise and get thee out from this land and return unto the land of thy kindred. Can I tell you something tonight? This is what I want to try to preach very fast and be done. Friend tonight, listen. And I want to say that when God speaks, and that something's got to happen. Friend, when God speaks, something's going to take place. I can go all the way back to Genesis in the very beginning, and that when God created the heaven and the earth, friend, nothing happened until God said to happen. And I want to say tonight, go to Genesis and listen, chapter number 3. God had blessed them people. God had took care of Adam and Eve. But friend, there came sin in their lives. What happened then? God began to speak. What did He speak? Oh, they done both sinned. They done both done wrong in the sight of God. They both hid themselves in their sin. What was going to happen next? Friend, we see God speak. We see God speak. Friend, I don't know about you tonight, but I'm glad for moments in sin. Now, you may not be able to thank God, but you ought to be able to. Amen. In moments of sin, when God steps out and says, hold on a minute. He speaks unto my heart. Friend, can I tell you tonight that when God speaks, something's got to happen. Listen now. When He spoke in the garden, what did He say? He said, Adam,
in chapter number 3 of Genesis. He said, "Where art thou?" But listen, Adam was hiding there, hiding his nakedness. He realized as his eyes had been opened. Friend, listen, God knew they'd done wrong. They knew they'd done wrong. And God came walking. He stepped in on the scene. And despite the wrongdoing, despite the mess they's in, despite what they got caught up in, God said, "I'm going to speak. I'm going to speak in this moment." Can I tell you, there is moments when God doesn't speak, it really worries me. But there's also moments when God speaks, and that with a clear, audible voice. That worries me sometimes too. And that when I'm in my sin, or I get in my flesh, and God speaks and says, "Hold on, you're in the wrong." And that I'm going to say tonight that I'm glad that I've got a God that loves me enough. Hey, friend, that He ain't. Hey, listen, subject to fail. When it comes to the source and out of my sin in my life, I'm glad God lets me know when I'm in the wrong. I'm glad when God speaks in those moments and says, "Cody, back up. Hold on a minute. We need to rewind in that for just a second." Ain't you glad when God speaks in those moments? I am. Because I'm glad that I've got a God that loves me enough that He'll chastise me. And that for things of my wrongdoing. He spoke in Genesis 3 and He said, "Oh." He said, "Where art thou? What are you doing?" And that you know what you've done was wrong. But listen, friend. And that ain't you glad for the moment. And that when God, not only in your sin, but He'll also speak in your sorrow. He'll also speak in your moments of sorrow. And that in moments of depression. In moments of not knowing what tomorrow might hold. In moments when things are falling apart and you don't know how the pieces are going to get back together. And it ain't you glad that God also is a God that will speak in moments like that.
Amen.
You can take and go over to 1 Samuel chapter number 2 and you can read the story and that there of Hannah. Dear friend, listen, Hannah was there and that she had a husband. And friend, I want you to see, listen, that she wanted an offspring. She wanted a man child. Somebody who could come up, who their daddy could be proud of. But friend, I want you to see something. And that the Bible said that Hannah was barren. She was unable to conceive and bear any children. Hey, listen, but listen. Ain't you glad that even in moments like that, and that when it seems, oh, that might not seem big to you tonight, but it was big to Hannah, and that she was broken, and she was sorrowful. Her friend, she needed a touch. She needed to hear the words that everything was going to be all right. She needed God to speak. What did God do? Hannah, she began to cry out. That old feller there, and he said, he thought she was drunk on wine. Thought she was lost her mind. She got over there and she began to pray. She began to, and that get down 101 with God. Amen. And friend, can I tell you that in moments like that, and that God will speak bigger than He's ever spoken in your life. In moments like that, God's able to shake the foundation. Oh, glory of your life. And that when you're in your prayer closet, and the doors is shut, and your family don't know what's going on, and your friends don't know what's going on, and your church don't know what's happening, but ain't you glad God knows what's going on in the darkness of the corners of your life? He shows up. And He speaks. Oh, when you're down there on that old rock, and that old Jacob, he knew what it was like to be between a rock and a hard place. When you get like Jacob down there and you don't know what else to do, your own brothers wanting to hunt you down and kill you. Oh, but honey, when God speaks, can I tell you that when God speaks, I'm telling you this is bigger than me tonight and I ain't got enough time to preach it. But can I tell you that when God speaks, in moments of distress, and that He can still the troubled waters of your life. And that,
you can, brother. Amen.
When God speaks, and that in moments of anger and confusion, and that in your life, friend, can I tell you that the billow storm that rages in your life, and that can come to a ceasing end. Can I tell you tonight, friend, listen to me, don't you dial me yet. You say, well, we got to get in conference, you just hold on, child. Can I tell you tonight, friend, that when God speaks, and that in those moments of depression, and that anxiety, and that when you don't know where else to go, or nowhere, you just want to crawl up in a fetal position. I know what that's like tonight. Oh, can I tell you, friend, that it's in those moments when God will speak, and at the surety, hey, listen, a peace be still in your life. There ain't nobody else can do it, or say it any better, or speak so softly and gentle to your heart as my God is able to do in your life, friend. There's nobody else. Oh, I'm telling you, my wife she can pet my head, and she can rub me on, pat me on the back and say, honey, it's going to be all right. But in those moments when God wraps me up in His arms of mercy and grace, oh, I say, glory be unto God.
Yeah.
It's in them moments, friend, when I'm reminded of how great of a God I serve, and how great, oh, glory He is in my life. Somebody said, I ain't never been blessed. Open your eyes up, child, and cast your eyes under the hill of Zion. Honey, there, since one. By the name of God, who's able to deliver you from all of your troubles.
Glory to God.
Oh, I'm telling you tonight, you may say, preacher, and that I've been calling on God and ain't nothing happened yet. And I ain't heard that voice. I ain't heard God speak. Can I tell you, honey, the Bible says to be still. And that sometimes we just need to be still. Sometimes we need to just sit down and quit trying to work it out on our own. Quit trying to figure it out in our own mind. Oh, it said, then, hey, not lean onto your own understanding. But it's time somebody leans on the everlasting arms. It's time somebody and that mount up on the wings of eagles from which your strength will surely come in the midnight hour when you don't know where to go. Call on God, and
God
will be faithful. Somebody said, well, how do you know, preacher? How can you be so sure that God's going to speak in my problems, in my situation, in my mess? How can I be so sure and that God's going to do something like that for me? How can I tell you, I don't claim to be nothing or anybody, but can I tell you that if God can speak down to me, somebody as little and insignificant as me, if God can take, oh listen, not a very smart, educated man like me, and tell you, I'm talking about speak of the reality, oh listen, of true joy and peace and happiness. If He can do that for me, then honey, He can do it for anybody in this world. I am a firm, firm believer tonight that if God can do that for me, then He can do it for the very depths of the ends of this earth. But when God speaks, things got to happen. When God speaks, and honey, listen, you're mad at your brethren, and God speaks, you better hearken unto Him. And that when you're soiled up mad, you better hearken unto God when He speaks. You say, oh, well, I don't know if I can get over it or not. Can I tell you, with God all things are possible. And that I ain't never seen like the people hold grudges in all my life. I ain't never seen people hold stones over people's heads and say, well, you remember what you said to me? Or do you remember how you looked at me? Or do you remember what you did to me? Honey, I'm telling you, that's why we can't worship no more. It's because somebody's got something hanging over somebody else. I'm telling you, if we'd let go and let the God of all glory. And that make Himself manifest in our hearts and in our lives to the fullness. Hey, listen, honey, hey, how many of you know what it's truly like to be filled up on God to the brim, overflowing, amen. Oh, you can't be like that holding a grudge.
That's right, brother.
Amen.
Amen to that, brother. Amen.
You can't be like that if you got anger in your heart.
That's right, brother. Reach on.
You can't be like that if you got unforgiveness in your heart.
Amen. Reach on, brother.
You can't be filled up on God and have other things still taking up space.
That's right.
Somebody said, well, how do I get it out there? Let God speak. Let God speak. And that you want to know what makes a mountain move when we can say through faith, mountain, be thou removed. God's Word, when He speaks, that's what moves the mountain. Not your prayer. And that not your prayer life. But honey, through your faith, believing God is able. And that's what moves the mountain when God finally speaks. And says, mountain, get out of here. And that it's got to get gone. But can I tell you something tonight? No matter what you face in this life, no matter what you go through, honey, can I tell you, He can quench the fires and that of a furnace with three Hebrew boys and that with just the words of His voice. Can I tell you, He can shut the mouth of lions just speaking the word. Can I tell you tonight, honey, that Peter, he did walk on the water. How did he do that? By the speaking of God's word.
Amen.
Somebody asked me one time, said, do you really believe Peter walked on the water?
Yes, sir. Amen.
I said, I believe it. I said, but I believe he was about 2 or 3 inches off of the water.
Yeah.
I said, how do you figure that? I said, because between him and those waves that was storming and raging in his life was the Word.
Yeah. Amen.
Come on.
Amen. You're right.
I don't know that he ever got his feet wet to start with. Because he stepped out on faith upon the Word of God.
Amen.
What did Jesus say? He said, come.
Right.
And he didn't make a move until those words were spoken. Now can I tell you that when he speaks, just like the storm that Peter was in, honey, that storm's got to cease. And that he looked at that storm, honey, Peter looked around and went, oh my goodness, and he lost his bearings. He forgot all about how he got out on the waves to start with. That's how we are. And it's alright to admit that you're like that. I'm not ashamed of it. And that I fail. I fall short. I'm going to fail God till He gives me a glorified body. And I get out of this flesh. But until then, when God speaks,
that's right,
is when I'm going to have to move.
That's right. Right then.
And when God speaks, that's in those moments. I begin to think this evening, church, of all the times that God has blessed me to stand and preach the Word of God. And I begin to replay in my mind as we was coming down 64 Highway of different people who have been close to me in my walk with God and in my ministry that I've seen. I'm not talking about just plumb old sinner people, but I'm talking about saved, born again. Hey, I'm talking about people who knows God on a personal level, who has came, and I've seen them go through storms. I've seen them, hey, listen, be in the same boat Peter was in, and that the storm's tossing this way, and the storm's tossing that way, and you don't know what else to do. You just lay down in the boat and hope for the best. I've seen some of the most faithful men and women of God, and that I've been standing, and that I've had the privilege to pray with them because of storms that faced them in their life, of their children being disobedient, of their family backlashing against them, and that when they tried to share the gospel, and that they listened, doors being slammed in their face, honey, them are storms that we're going to face and we're going to go through. But we got to hold on to the Word of God when He speaks. Somebody asked me one time how I can be so happy and how I can go through this life. And that there was a man told me there when I first started working at y'all. He said, you don't worry about nothing, do you?
I said, if you only knew. I said, if you only had one night to lay in my bed before I fall asleep and know what I worry about. Things that run through my mind and things that I think of and the things that the devil plants. And he said, well, how do you stay so positive? And I counted it as glorifying God. Because it wasn't nothing I had done. But he began to ask me these questions. And I thought, well, I'll tell you. Jesus.
That's right.
That's all I said. And I walked away. I kind of peered back at him as I walked away, Doug, and he just kind of didn't believe not a word I said. But the reason I can make it through, I'm telling you, one of the hardest things I've done in my ministry was stand by the casket of Jake Rose, my cousin. And I'm going to tell you something, friends, and that tonight, I don't know what tomorrow's going to hold. And I don't know, hey, listen, who might be the next person laid in the ground? I don't know who might be the next person and had to go through one of the fiercest storms of their life. It may be me tonight in this church that goes through the next. I don't know. But can I tell you that I know how I'm going to make it through? And that when God speaks to my storm, it's got to stop. And that can I tell you something tonight, friend? And that I can I tell you? And that the grave would love to hold us one of these days. I was thinking about that this evening, and it might get a little off topic. But I was thinking about how the grave, if it could speak today, it would say that I'm going to hold you 6 feet down and you'll be held there. But can I tell you tonight, I can glory and I can praise in a God that is still able to speak to my every trouble and my every care and my every trial and all of my tribulation, and that I can glory in Jesus. Tonight, I say praise His name for what He's going to do to my grave one day. I begin to think about that, Brother Wayne. That my God's going to speak and have the last say over the grave that'll hold my body. Amen. It can have this old sack of flesh and bones. Because it's going to return back to the dust of the earth from which it came. But it's not going to hold my soul in.
Right, brother. Amen.
Why? Because when my God speaks, Sam, He told Jacob to arise. Don't you lay there and waller. Church, can I tell you, don't lay there and waller.
That's right, brother.
Because the worst thing a person can do is lay down and waller, because that's when the devil will jump straddle you.
Amen.
And he'll try to hold you down. He'll try to, hey, have you ever seen, and that, listen, my Uncle Logan, oh, there was an old pond up there at my Nana's house, and that, and he used to try to hold us under. And that, he wouldn't hold us now to the bubble stop, thank goodness. And that, but we'd be bubbling, he'd let us go, and boy, he'd laugh. And that, but can I tell you something tonight, friend? And that, ain't you glad that when you go down. Oh, I said, Lord, when this body goes down, you're going to rise back up at the word that God will speak. He'll say, arise, my children, and that come, and that to me. Can I tell you tonight, friend, that's the kind of God I serve, is when He speaks, things stop, they listen, they pay attention at the glory of the sound of His voice.
Amen.
Tonight I said all that to say this. And I wish I could go on tonight. But can I tell you something? The Lord, He's given me liberty to close her off right here just tonight. Can I tell you something? That God, when He speaks to a broken heart, can I tell you that that broken heart has a choice to be mended?
Yes, amen.
Yeah. When God speaks to a dried up soul.
Yes.
We're about to go into revival. And tonight, if you might be any worse close to being dried up, would you let God speak to your soul? Let God speak to the very inner being of yourself.
God,
because let me tell you what God will say. Don't be dried up.
That's right. Amen.
Come forth. Them old seed, I was looking out there in the yard the other day, Brother Rusty. And all them seed that I laid across that yard and all them weeks with no rain. I was looking off the porch the other day and I was looking at them seed and I said, seed, come up. Come on, grass.
Yep.
Grow. We got a patch down there off the backside about yay big around. I could probably just put my arm around it. And it's as green to be. But you know what I found myself doing? Standing on the other side of the yard saying, grass, grow. When it was growing on the other side.
Yeah.
But I didn't stop to think and say, thank you, Lord, for growing the grass over here.
Yeah. Right, brother.
But I was over here saying, come on. Can I tell you that sometimes God's like that with us?
Amen. That's exactly
He's
right.
Speaking. But we ain't listening.
Yeah. Aren't seeing.
But then when somebody asks you, how you doing? Oh, I'm doing good. When all reality is things are not going good. And I'm going right. to pick on my... And she might listen to this. So I'm going to be real easy. My mother-in-law... No matter how bad she's feeling, you ask my wife. No matter how bad she's feeling, she's got different things that's wrong with her body. And she's had to suffer through some times. And I love her. Boy, I thank God for the witness she's been in my life.
Yes, amen.
But she always says something, no matter how bad she's feeling. She'll say, I'm finer than a frog hair.
Yep.
That's what she'll say. But can I tell you, and I'm not picking on her tonight, but can I tell you that sometimes, friends, it's all right for you to not be feeling all right.
Yeah.
Because we're human.
Yes, amen.
We're flesh, church. Look up here at your pastor. I wish I could stand up here and say I'm just the most perfect man of God that God's ever... And if you're a man of God, you're perfect. That is a lie straight from the pits of hell.
That's right, brother. It sure is.
Because I'm just as flawed and just as imperfected as you are. And that's okay to know that, to feel that.
Right.
And I wouldn't have said that 10 years ago.
Yeah.
But when God saved me, He began to show me things. And He began to speak things into my life. Tell me about things and show me things.
Right, brother.
And can I tell you something tonight, friend, that when God speaks, won't you just listen to Him?
Amen, brother.
If I could stand before all of Bradley County, Monroe County, Blount County, Knox County, however county, how many counties I could stand before, and if I could say any kind of amount of words tonight, is I'd say, would you just listen to God? Would you just let God speak? These men of God, and I've said all that to say this, coming to a close. These men of God's going to be coming to us this week. God has sent them to Galilee.
Right.
Brother Jonathan's going to come and Brother Benny's going to come. Singers are going to be coming. And if it's through singing or if it's through the men of God preaching, let your heart be receptive, Galilee.
Yes,
amen. Open the doors of your heart. Why, preacher? So God can speak to you. Can I tell you tonight, Brother Doug Satterfield, that I wish at all the times God spoke to me, I would have listened.
Amen, brother.
But tonight I've not always listened. I've not always stopped and said, here I am, Lord. I'm not proud of that tonight. But can I tell you that some of the things I faced, Brother Dave, and some of the things that I've had to go through in my life, I might not have had to face if I would have listened.
That's exactly right, brother. Amen.
When God speaks.
Yes, amen. Exactly right, brother.
Stand to your feet across the house tonight, would you? I'm not going to ask Sister Betty or Sister Judy to come tonight, but I want us all to bow our heads, would we, tonight? Very quietly, very reverently. Maybe God's spoken to your heart at some time in this service. Maybe God's speaking to you right now. And maybe God's saying, maybe you need to do this, or maybe this area of your life, and that needs some work on it, or whatever God may be speaking to you in this moment. I want to ask you, are you ready to listen? Are you willing to listen? Because tonight, can I tell you that God can do some things amazing in your life if you listen to Him speak. Maybe tonight you need to come to this altar. If there's a need to come to this altar tonight, would you come? Maybe God spoke and revealed some things to you.